Of the game proposals passed yesterday, the one that took the longest deliberation had to do with defining what should be the legal definition of a bird's edible meat. That means what should be the minimum legal requirement of meat a hunter has to salvage from a bird. The committee's decision? All of it, except the intestines and lungs. Annie Cleveland, Quinnahawk representative, explains why.
That's because I ate all the meat on the bird. If you leave out the legs or the wings and you trash that, that's waste. To me, that's waste.
Many of the representatives said they were raised to salvage the whole bird, eating every part from the eyeballs to the tongue, leaving only the intestines on the tundra. Right now, hunters are only required to take the breast, legs, and thighs of large birds like swan, geese, and cranes, and just the breast of smaller birds like ducks and ptarmigan. The committee members want every part of the meat, no matter the size of the bird, to go home with the hunter. Other proposed recommendations that passed supported a winter moose hunt in Good News Bay River drainage area and reauthorizing antlerless moose hunting seasons in the Unit 18 remainder. That's the area including the Yukon River from the old village of Paimute and all the communities north and west of Quigillinock and Congiganac. Another proposal that passed supported banning non-resident hunting for prey species in the Arctic Western region if prey populations ever dropped to the point where predator control or other intensive management was required. Failed proposals included allowing hunters to harvest brown bears at bait stations, opening a non-resident draw hunt for caribou in both Units 18 and 19, and allowing non-residents in Unit 18 to take non-antlered moose during the winter. Today, the committee is discussing fisheries proposals. The major one could support limiting which Kuskokwim residents can fish for king salmon by requiring residents to apply for a limited number of Chinook fishing permits. All the proposals will be sent to the Alaska Board of Game for a final decision in January.